Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, hey. Goodbye to Anthony's favorite basketball team. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too. At the Team 980, where I have on the graphic, Anthony, T-Wolves eliminate Lakers in five games. Gobert, 27 points, 24 rebounds, and series clinching victory. I almost put Lakers gone fishing in a sea of Anthony's tears.
Wow. You just want to kick me while I'm down. I'm down already. Did you see what I posted on Instagram last night? I was very unwell last night.
You were not good. You wanted to full-on crash out.
I did want to crash. Yes, I did.
Let me ask you this. As a LeBron Stan Lakers fan, I get being like, man, we don't have too many more years of this. Like, he's probably coming back for year 23 next year. I would not be surprised if there's a year 24 after that. Just because he's him, if you told me he plays 25 years and that's where he draws the line of like, I'm going to play a quarter century in the NBA because to this point it still looks like he can. That would be, just saying that out loud feels so dumb. But We know we're not getting much more than that if we even get that. So I understand that like every chance is so valuable. But did you really think that they had a chance this year?
Nah, I mean, I saw how the series was going. I didn't really have faith in the Lakers to get the job done just because they were just so small. The Timberwolves were the younger team, the more physical team, the more athletic team. And it was going to take LeBron James having superhuman game after game to, like, get the job done. And in that fourth quarter yesterday, even the second half, like, he just had no more energy because he was expending so much on the defensive side of the ball that, you know, he couldn't really give more on the offensive side of the ball. So if Luka's the only person that's, you know, cooking, Austin Reeves has been a shell of himself this entire series. Like, the Timberwolves just messed him up. And now you look to LeBron, but he's too tired. So what do you turn to? You can't look down the bench. So, yeah, I just had to chalk it up to, I mean, this just isn't, you know, their year. But it also sucks because the point you just made, we don't have more years of LeBron James. And addressing getting a big man is something that has been their Achilles heels the last 3 years. And the fact you still have not solved that problem 3 years later and you're losing because of that, it's just wow.
What's dude's name with the Hornets that they acquired and then decided not to?
Mark Williams.
Williams. I was like, it's Mark something. I was like, Mark Davis. No, that's the wrong guy. Mark Jones. No, he calls the games. Mark Williams. How bad must his knee have been, or must his knee have been, to be like, nah? Because I mean, he played okay for the Hornets down the stretch.
Yeah, average 15 and 10.
They had a long term concern with him that like his knee is a ticking time bomb, I guess, and especially when Dalton Connect is a DNP CD, did not play coach's decision for so much of the back half of the season. So you basically ruin him for yourselves, probably trade him this summer to let him go get a fresh start somewhere else. And I look at this roster in a very similar way to what the Mavericks were 2 years ago with Luka, 3 years ago, however you want to phrase it, the year before they made the finals. They trade for Kyrie, they crash out, They don't wind up making the playoffs. They then draft Derek Lively, add a couple of other pieces. In season, they trade for PJ Washington and for Daniel Gafford with the Wizards, and they go make the NBA Finals. They need to go find Lively. They need to go find Gafford. They need to go find PJ Washington. And Austin Reeves can't crash out in the playoffs. Like, it starts there, right? If Austin Reeves gives them more offensively, because it's not like they got blown out in any of these games.
You know, except
these
the first
are,
one.
These are close games. The first one, but like, okay, they come back and win game two. And then I guess the next two are road games, but it's 116-104, and that, you know, was closer.
It was
late.
Close, yeah.
And then free throws. And then 116-113, that's a one-possession game. This one's a one-possession game late, and they can't close it out. If Austin Reeves just averages 18 in this series, maybe they have a chance. Nevertheless, if they, you know, are getting 25 a night from him, which is what they're hoping for, or if Luka goes absolutely bananas and averages 35 for the series, you're just not going to get that from LeBron anymore. But you're still going to get 22 to 25, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. Like, that's what you're going to get from LeBron, and he still was one of the best defensive players, if not the best defensive player in this entire series. But they have no rebounding. You know, LeBron's got 7. He's their leading rebounder, along with Luka with 7, and Jared Vanderbilt got 7 in 19 minutes, so I guess good for him. But Rui's an extremely limited player, offense only, and like, good for him. He had 23 points, but he's got 0 assists because that's who Rui is. Like, he is a will shoot, sometimes will score, will not give you a whole lot else player. Dorian Finney-Smith played 29 minutes last night. Like, he's a role player. Austin Reeves has got to be more. You know, they dusted Maxi Kleba off last night. Gabe Vincent gave them good minutes. Jared Vanderbilt gave them good minutes. But, you know, Alex Len on the bench, nothing. Jackson Hayes on the bench, nothing. They looking for some offense. They don't even bother with Dalton Connect. So I think some of this, you can definitely look at JJ Redick and say, hey, could you have gone deeper? And the answer would be to whomst. Like, would you rather just take your chances with LeBron and Luka, or would you rather go the other way and try some guys off the bench who you have zero trust in? And so they've got to, this offseason, figure out how they build a better, more complete roster. And frankly, if Rob Pelinka, the current Lakers general manager, can't do it, I think he winds up on the hot seat here. And if I was JJ Redick in the head coaching seat, I would sit back and, you know, be a part of the process and be a good teammate and all that. But ultimately, like, if we're sitting here at the end of next year and it's the same thing, I'm like, guys, we can't get a dude whose number one job qualification was he was Kobe's agent, being the general manager of this team. This is not professional. We gotta do something else.
Yeah, definitely gotta change some things up. But again, like, they should have been doing this the last 3 years. Even when Anthony Davis spoke out about getting another big in there, because he doesn't want to be banging with Jokic and all these bigs. Like, he was a stretch forward at the end of the day. Granted, you know, small ball does work, but it's not sustainable for success. And if you want to be a contender, like, that's what you need. But I think when you look at Austin Reeves and the 6 turnovers he had, like, and JJ, this all he kept talking about in the postgame press conference about their inability to score. Granted, that is one side of the game, but also you got to be able to defend. And defense is ultimately what wins championships. Austin Reeves struggled. Luka struggled. Pretty much, like, everybody struggled. Even LeBron, like, he had his lapses where he struggled defensively. So I think that's where their mindset has to be next year. You still do have to score, but also you have to defend.
Yeah, I there's no doubt they have to defend, but at the end of the day, like, it's 103-96.
Yeah.
You can't score 96. That they scored 16 points in the fourth quarter. Now, they also only held Minnesota to 103 because Minnesota missed 43s or something like that. It was insane. Yeah, they went 7 of 47.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know they got that many up. 53s?
Yeah. Ant went 0 for 11 from 3.
Yeah, he kept shooting.
So if he has a human day, if he goes 2 or 3, you know, Dante DiVincenzo, a 2 of 12. Like, this could have been a lot worse. And so I get that. But at the end of the day, when you score 96 points, I also get wanting to focus a little bit on the offensive side. I think it's worth pointing out. Like, I think J.J. Redick did an excellent job this year. It's his first year as a head coach, and he says he knows he can be better moving forward.
You know, I'll use my own thoughts to evaluate myself, and I'll use what my players say and what my coaching staff says to evaluate. But, you know, I know I can be better, and I know I will get better. I don't necessarily take any satisfaction from how the year went. That's not to say I'm not proud of what the group was able to do and how we were able to figure things out on the fly and put ourselves in a position to have home court in the first round. But there's always ways to get better, and I can get a lot better.
He certainly can, and you know, he's got maybe one, maybe two, most 3 years left coaching LeBron, who says he's unsure how much longer he's going to play.
I don't know. I don't have an answer to that. Something I sit down with my family, my wife, and my support group, and kind of just talk through it and see what happens. And then just have a conversation with myself on how long I want to continue to play. I don't know the answer to that right now, to be honest.
I'd be stunned if this is it. He's just too good. And the opportunity to play with Luka in his prime feels like too good to pass up. But we all should acknowledge that what we're seeing right now from LeBron and what we're seeing right now from Steph Curry, who, by the way, feels so much younger than LeBron, but like, he's 37, man. And Steph is still doing this. Like, we are very, very lucky that we've gotten this much great basketball out of them, and we should enjoy it while it lasts, because there's just no telling when they... Like, it's going to feel shocking when they decide to hang it up, because I think both of those guys have taken such good care of their bodies and are so good that they're probably, like, for them to play till the wheels truly fall off, either it would be an injury where the wheels fall off and they're just like, I'm not recovering, I'm not doing the rehab to get back to NBA playing level, or like, their skills declining would take years at the NBA level, because they are that well conditioned and that special at the things that they do. So we'll see.
I didn't have anything.
Yeah, you did. I cut you off.
I'm going to be sad, man. I really am.
Like, I feel like you've had a ton of guys retire, but like.
But I've really had the chance to watch LeBron's entire career from the time he got drafted, I was 7 years old, to like what I am now.
So I remember when Shaq retired, and that was the one for me where I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, you don't remember the NBA without LeBron James.
Oh, I mean, nah, not really. Not really.
No. Like, I barely remember it. Like, I mean, 2003, I was 13. So, like, I had the Duncan championships with San Antonio, the first set. You know, I remember the end of the Jordan era. Like, that was when I was starting to become a huge basketball fan. So, like, I remember a pre-NBA LeBron. It has just been a minute. But I remember for Shaq, where like I basically didn't. I mean, Shaq started in 92. I was 2 years old. And like when he retired, I was like, whoa, this is weird. Now, Shaq also the last couple of years was nowhere near the Shaq of his prime. So that one felt a little bit more of a gradual downhill. But yeah, when the defining superstar of a generation retires, it's a weird thing. And it's a little less weird when it's like the way that Kobe did it, where like, you know, and you get the farewell tour.
Uh-huh.
You
have
more time to do it. Right. With D Wade, same thing. When it's just like, if all of a sudden one day they announce it's over, it's like, whoa. All right. We live in a different world now. All right. When we get back, Take Command takes a look at why the Commanders did not take an edge rusher in the 2025 NFL draft.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sunday. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.